Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves toll free and bring up whatever you want. The Thursday night edition, we are here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as we are 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So join us for every single moment. And of course, join us online where you can grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in, there's no membership fee, you don't need to pull out your credit card like you have to on all of the other, I mean, virtually every other talk show website.
Yeah.
You have to sign up for the backstage pass or the someone
insider
24/7.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we don't ask you to do that. In fact, we never have and we never will. So we want you to go and just get the stuff for free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance at liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604.
So dramatic!
You're freaking me out, is what you're doing. You're looking at all the flashing lights, and I don't know what those things do.
All right.
Go to freestateproject.org.
Yes.
You want to be free.
Free State Project.
It's our only hope. I swear.
Well, we don't always talk about the top news on Free Talk Live. But this one obviously has to be addressed.
Yeah, this one's a big one.
Today, I actually really, honestly, man, which you've probably got more details on this than I have. I've been on the phone all day doing work for the show. Apparently, at least, what, 3 or 4 bombs went off in London? Is that the case? And I saw some sort of carnage shot of a double-decker bus totally destroyed.
It's tremendous. I mean, it's really...
Am I correct? 3 or 4 bombs?
I heard they bombed London. That's all I heard.
Okay.
30 dead, 100 wounded.
Right. I've heard 700 wounded, 33 dead.
Wow.
And I'm sorry, but you can blame the war on terror. That's why this happened.
I don't know about the war on terror.
That's why it happened in London as opposed to Sweden.
Let's call it our Middle Eastern policy.
Ours and theirs. So, yeah. You know, our policy, the policy of going over into other people's countries and killing them.
And trying to run their country.
For whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your excuse, whatever your good intentions are, when you kill people's families, they tend to get a little bit angry.
You know, it's not just the killing.
Frustrated.
Though. It's not just the killing. It's the...
Occupying of a nation.
Now, you know, if I was a Saudi Arabian, which is, you know, pretty much the people that they claim bombed us on 9/11, you know, and they, in the Bush administration, or for that matter, America in general, for the last 50 years, was keeping the Sauds in control there, keeping despotic rulers that I did not vote for as my kings, as my chiefs, as my sheiks, or whatever they are.
Right.
I might be a little mad.
Yeah.
You know, and those people, they, you know, whatever rule they have with their iron fist, may not be what I want. And I know that if I want to get rid of the Sauds, I got to get rid of the United States.
Well, especially since if they've installed a dictator, there's not even any sort of a concept of being able to vote that person out.
No.
You know, so there's no legitimate, so to speak, way, non-violent way of bringing a close to this this violent chapter in your life, except violence. And if, as you're saying, if the United States or Great Britain is behind all this, then you got to go where the people pulling the strings are.
You do.
And unfortunately, we get caught in the crossfire, you and I. I didn't vote for any of these cats. I didn't vote for these people that installed these dictators. And I shouldn't be taking the brunt of it, but unfortunately, I am.
Yeah.
You know, we've gotten calls from people all around the world. And by the way, if you want to chime in, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Over the past few years doing this show, we've gotten calls from people who are shocked. They are shocked when they hear this show because they thought, and everybody that they know thought that Americans were just dumb. We're all just dumb and stupid. And we all, we're so dumb, we elected George Bush and Bill Clinton. That's kind of the opinion that people around the world have of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate, because now we're all getting caught up in this crossfire. You've got 37 dead, according to our board operator, in 2 subway bombs, 1 bus bomb, for a total of 3, about 700 wounded. And more will die. I can. It's safe to predict that.
Oh, yeah.
As long as there is a war on terrorism going on, more people, innocent people, are going to perish.
Why can't they blow up the politicians?
I don't understand why they can't blow up the politicians. It leads credence to some of the conspiracy theorists, personally. I don't believe the government story ever.
Yeah.
And I don't believe the conspiracy theories either. But when you weigh one, if all you got is two stories to choose from, you weigh one against the other, the conspiracy theory makes a little more sense than the government one. I mean, yeah, why wouldn't they attack the state? These guys aren't stupid. I mean, we've heard from Osama bin Laden himself in his various videos. He has specified that the reason why he's attacking people is because of what our government is doing.
Yeah.
It's not a secret. It's not because we have McDonald's and Pepsi and Coca-Cola and a semi-free market. And
no,
there's a bunch of Christians here. That's not it at all.
It's not Britney Spears, I swear. They're not bombing us because of Britney Spears. They're bombing us because of our foreign policy. And I just would like to stop the foreign policy. Let's see. Let's give it 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years, we'll pull all our troops. For 10 years, we'll pull all our troops out of the 130-something nations that we have been.
700-plus military bases.
Yes, 700-plus military bases and 130-something nations. Let's bring them all home, and we'll get out of everybody else's business. Now, I'm not saying being an isolationist, because I believe we should trade on a fair and equal basis with any country that wants to trade. Now, I'm not saying that they even have to trade fair and equally. I'll trade whatever way they want to trade.
Trade builds bridges. Trade builds relationships, and war only breaks it all down. And can you imagine having, you've got your neighborhood, right? And then can you imagine maybe 2 miles away there being a military installation run by the Red Chinese? Can you imagine that in this country?
No.
Oh, well, some people will say, oh, well, they invited us. South Korea wants us in their country. No! South Korea's government might have invited us, but that doesn't have any bearing whatsoever on what the people of South Korea feel, or the people of Germany, or the people of the other 130-something countries that we occupy. Nobody ever asked them for their thoughts. Let's go to the phones, talk to Kirby in New Jersey. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
It's great to talk to you guys, because all day long I've been listening to the news, and all day long I've been waiting for you guys to come on to have some voice of reason amidst this whole thing.
It's amazing to hear, isn't it? I mean, they're just baffled out there. I can't believe them terrorists is blowing us up. Innocent people. The humanity. Go ahead, man.
I didn't really think that there were that many people who thought that the best way to handle terrorism was to go and provoke more terrorism.
Yeah, but fight violence with violence. Great idea.
But this brings out everything. This brings out all the crazies. But I do have a positive thing to say about it, is that last year I went to a student leadership conference, and all the people I talked to about this, I met only one that was of the opinion that American foreign policy didn't provoke terrorist acts.
That's good news.
Yeah, it seems like among young people, there aren't really anybody who believes this.
All we can do is hope that do our best to get this message out, especially to the young people. I mean, at least they're responding in at least one fashion, and that is that they're slowing the numbers, slowing the rate of signups for the military. We've seen the military has failed month after month. I don't know if it's the entire military. I know it's at the Army and the Marines, the ground troop style military, failing over and over again to reach their recruiting goals.
Young Americans are voting with their feet when it comes to this war.
Kirby, if you got more for us, hang on. 800-259-9231. Always good to hear from Kirby. It's been a little while. He's 14, and he knows his stuff. They're in New Jersey. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free telephone number. Your thoughts, and this is an international show, so if you are worldwide and you want to chime in on the London bombing situation, by all means, 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty Movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty Movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control toll-free. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. Email is FTL at freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee to read your emails, but it might happen. FTL at freetalklive.com. And join us online at freetalklive.com, where you will find the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photograph, and we put them up on our website because we're proud of our female listeners here on Free Talk Live. We want to show you off, and it is not a beauty contest. So anybody, as long as you're a lady, and send us your pick, and we'll put you up there. FreeTalkLive.com.
Only 2X chromosomes. That's what the requirement for entrance is.
All right, so the big news today is London has been bombed. Doesn't mean they were up late drinking. but actually, apparently, 2 subway bombs, 1 bus bomb resulted in at least 37 people's deaths. Yep. And over 700 have been wounded.
37 people whose only crimes were to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Well, I suppose they could you could go really crazy and say 37 people whose only crime was not throwing their public officials out of office and running them out of town on a rail.
You know, that is absolutely a great point, Manwich. The governments that we have, at least the government in this country, is by the consent of the governed, allegedly. And so we've got a whole, 270 or 290 million people in this country that just, ho-hum, our government's just fine. We're just going to go vote every 2 years and vote every 4 years, and that'll really change things. We'll put a Republican in place instead of a Democrat, or a Democrat in place instead of a Republican, and we'll really see some effective, meaningful change in this country.
We keep on falling for the same game over and over and over again. I was on another radio show this morning, and they were talking about the difference between Republican and Democratic policies and, privatization and mm-hmm. how Republicans are about smaller government and blah, 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 blah. You know, I believed that crap for almost 10 years. 10 years I believed that Republicans were for small government. Now, they weren't actually in power in the presidency at the time. They mm-hmm. did have the House of Representatives and, you know, some...
And they did nothing.
And they did nothing. And now the government is larger than it was when they took possession of the House.
Yep.
When they took possession of the Senate.
Yep.
When they took possession of the White House.
Yeah.
They have no excuse whatsoever at this moment.
Oh, but
for not
9/11 changed everything. We were going to cut government, but 9/11 changed everything, man, which now we have to institute more security. And I can guarantee you that after this this London bombing today, I'm sure our politicians, I mean, you've got Tony Blair saying, I mean, he's like pulling it straight out of the Bush playbook.
Oh,
he's saying stuff like, we will not be intimidated. George Bush has never said that before, has he? I mean, it's like they got the same old quotes. They just kind of rotate around between them all. We're not going to be intimidated. You know what our government's going to say is they're going to say, boy, we've been working together with Britain on some new security procedures. We've got similar security procedures. It's obviously not good enough. They're going to be increasing their security over there. We need to increase our security over here. You're going to have to give up more of your liberties. Kirby in New Jersey. Kirby, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Are you ready, Kirby, to give up some more liberty so you can be secure? Because we're not secure enough in this country, Kirby.
Hell no, I'm not ready. Oh, sorry, did I just...
You can, that's okay. You can get away with that one.
Okay, you know, that is a good segue because I was just about to talk about Ken Livingstone, the mayor of London. He was saying today that the terrorists are out to destroy freedom and that they're failing. But if they're failing... Why is freedom at an all-time low and not an all-time high?
It's the truth. The terrorists are winning.
Well, if
the fact is,
they're taking
away our freedoms.
It doesn't even matter who they are, the terrorists, because it's the government that is taking away the freedoms. It's not the terrorists. If we had freedoms, there'd be no terrorists.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody would. Those people in those planes, if there were people armed on those planes here in this country, never would have happened. Two towers would still be standing today.
Well, anyhow, in the same vein, I think the real problem in this country and in England with terrorism is that we have all this nationalism, and we just don't think about problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
Like Spain, they go through a terrorist attack and they vote out the people that had the policies that brought on the terrorist attack. Here we go through a terrorist attack and we vote them back in.
Yeah, and we wave our flags, too. That's going to make a difference.
Yeah, that too.
Yep. You know, it's amazing to even consider problem-solving is anti-American as far as a lot of these people are concerned.
Yeah.
Now, I say that it's anti-American not to try to do some problem-solving, and I say it's anti-American to go over to somebody else's country and take away their freedom to supposedly ensure mine.
No doubt about it.
You know, I mean, it's just so amazing to me that they want to bomb these people back into the Stone Ages when we can't take over their particular town the way we want to take it over. It amazes me.
You mean like Fallujah?
Yeah, Fallujah is exactly what they want to do. Michael Savage was out there talking about dropping a small tactical nuke on Fallujah because we couldn't quite get it under control.
Apparently one of the jerks on our network that comes on before this show was talking about rounding up all the Muslims and putting them into concentration camps.
You know, that's not as crazy of opinion as Well, that's not what I mean. I'm saying this all wrong. That's not of an uncommon opinion as you think it is. People have that opinion. They're afraid to voice it.
We thought people called this. We thought one guy called the show and voiced it on the show. So I agree with you. There are definitely a bunch of maniacs out there that would like to round up people of color and put them into camps. They've been looking for an excuse like this.
Well, they just don't get it though, because they don't realize that if you just rounded up all the Muslims, that all their friends and family members would get angry, even the ones that aren't Muslim.
It's insane to even consider that. How could you even consider rounding up all of one group of people without immediately likening oneself to Hitler?
Yeah. You know, you're right. You're absolutely right there.
You are nuts if you're considering that. Kirby, final comments for us.
Okay, well, let's just rethink this whole thing.
Yes, let's pause for a moment.
Let's pause.
What America needs to do is just pause and take a deep breath and think back to what possibly could have caused all this, because that was just the most amazing thing. And Kirby, thank you, by the way, for the call. 800-259-9231. The most amazing thing to me after 9/11 was this response from Americans that, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
Well, who would have thought this could happen here?
Can you imagine people being mad for us going over there and helping them run their silly, dumb little third world countries?
Terrorism? We shouldn't have terrorism here. How'd this happen? This happened out of nowheres is what it is. This is unprecedented. We should go kill them. As a matter of fact, it was not unprecedented. We were over there for decades messing around with them. Getting involved in their politics and their decisions and their people's lives, killing their friends and their family members. I'm surprised, personally, it took them so long.
I think more important than what America is doing directly, it's the indirect. It's the support of the King of Jordan. It's the support of the King of Egypt. I mean, it's not King of Egypt. Anyway, you can't expect that these rulers that we're supporting, these despotic rulers, most of which don't get elected in free elections, and we're supporting them because they're convenient for us. Now, Saddam Hussein wasn't convenient, so let's go set up a democracy there. Mm-hmm. We're going to set up a democracy in the Middle East.
All the other killers in charge of countries around the world, they're still sitting pretty. And, you know, we should stay away from them, and we should pull our troops out of all of the nations around the world. Anyway, we'll
bad or indifferent. Let's get out.
We'll take your calls. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the show, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
I am a woman, and I care what I look like. Now when I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. It seems that I have to fight to keep the weight off. When my husband looks at other women, it makes me crazy. I want him to look at me that way. Is it hopeless? Sometimes I just feel like giving up.
Judy Singer's Metasystem can help you lose the weight you want and increase energy. Our balanced program focuses on teaching you healthy eating habits, getting your body moving, and motivating your mind to reach your goals. And our counselors are available by phone 7 days a week.
I'm Judy Singer, and I've been helping people just like you achieve their weight loss and health goals for over 20 years.
Our products and programs are customized specifically for you with an all-natural approach. Call now for a free 3-day supply. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. J-Lo may come to mind when you think of belly buttons, but my thoughts wander to Peru and to some amazing roads. Now don't wonder or wander, because I'll tell you why when I come back. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. J-Lo knows the power of a belly button, but the Incas thought of it first. Cusco, Peru was known as the belly button of the 14,000-mile Incan road system, which crisscrossed the Andes east to west and ran north to south from Ecuador to Chile. Designed to relay messages via runners to the outreaches of the Incan Empire, the road system featured an inn every 20 miles, or one day's journey. In the 1500s, the invading Spanish planned to use the sophisticated system to easily conquer the Incas after the fall of its belly button, Cusco, but found they were challenged by the arms and legs of the roads that traversed high elevations in the Andes. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you. And Manwich, of course, what tends to be on people's minds today so far has been the London bombing. Earlier this morning, three bombs went off, two in the subway system, one in a double-decker bus, which turned into a single-decker bus after that. And I don't want to make it seem like you know, we're focusing here on the actions of the state and the government and how they brought these terrorist attacks about. I don't want it to make it sound like we're cold to these people.
No, we're not happy that any Londoners died today.
Man, nobody should have to be dying. Nobody.
No.
Nobody's friends, family members, or loved ones need to be dying in explosions and death attacks. You know, unfortunately, your politicians are bringing it on you.
I think maybe the politicians' friends, families, and loved ones, if they died in these attacks, things might be a little different. Now, I'm not saying I hope that it happens or anything, but there might be some real change if that's the way it occurred.
They'd still do their same old posturing. We're not going to be intimidated. We don't bargain with terrorists, blah, blah, blah. We're going to keep bombing you to death, and then we're going to keep generating more terrorists, because that's all that's going on. Every single person they kill in the Middle East with a bomb or a bullet or gas or however it is that they're killing them is going to generate at least one more terrorist.
There's a chance that it will.
Yeah, a real good chance, because if you are out
and
working at the market.
It was three or four guys that did this today.
You're out working at the Baghdad market, and you come back home to find out your house has been raided or blown up or whatever, and your mother died, and your sister died, and your father died, and your best friend was there as well. Everybody just got killed by the military. You're not going to go to work the next morning. Mm. You're going to start prepping. You're going to start building some bombs. You're going to start loading up some ammo. And you're going to go kill some Americans, or in this case, British people. I'm sorry, but that's the reality as to how terrorists are created. You want to fight violence with violence? It's going to continue the cycle. Stop it. Pull the troops out now. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, talk to Randy, listening on KCXL in Missouri. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
How are you doing?
Excellent, hey, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, call me a conspiracy theorist.
Well, yep. Tell me what the conspiracy theory is up behind this, because it's so new.
Here's the deal. Okay, I get up to go to work this morning. First thing I hear is London's been bombed, and immediately I hear, and the smoke hasn't been cleared. It's Al Qaeda. Al Qaeda did it. You know, if you ever notice, it's when it's a government conspiracy. It's always blamed on somebody like Al Qaeda immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing how that is something that amazed me of the 9/11 bombings.
They must have a bomb with a note right there saying it's Al Qaeda. You know, and all these cameras they got in London and stuff. You know, well, where's the proof? I mean, they ought to be able to see who did it. You know, I mean, I heard London is full of cameras.
Yeah, today. We've heard about that too. And
you know, people need to start thinking about this stuff.
Randy, It's an excellent point, and I actually asked that same question after the 9/11 attacks, is how do they know who was involved in this so quickly? Tony Blair got up already, like within hours of the attack, and actually said, quote, it has the hallmarks of an Al-Qaeda-related attack. How do you know that?
Exactly, and did you hear the, what was the New York mayor before Giuliani? Did you hear his speech?
Before Giuliani?
No.
You mean after Giuliani?
No, Giuliani, I meant the previous. He was previous mayor of New York. He made the comment that, well, they acted like this whole thing seemed like it had been rehearsed or something. Well, it has been. Our leaders today are criminals, and people need to wake up and realize it and quit falling for this phony stuff that is putting us in jeopardy with our freedom.
I got to agree with you completely. And the other thing is, the thing that's most important, regardless of who's behind it, one thing's for sure, I never believe the government story. Listen to this garbage from Tony Blair. There's an assumption, obviously, that this is an Al-Qaeda-based organization. He admits it's an assumption, but the news reports it. The news reports it as hallmarks of Al-Qaeda. And then he goes on to say, it's got the hallmarks of an Al-Qaeda-based organization and also its ruthlessness. Well, what is the hallmarks that he's talking about? The fact that there was a bomb? Actually, yeah, here we go. Experts on militants agree the London blasts have all the Al-Qaeda trademarks. Attacks on crowded trains and other hard-to-guard public places. Hey, wasn't there a gas attack in Tokyo about, 8 or 9 years ago? Was that Al-Qaeda, too?
That was Al-Qaeda. Japanese version of Al-Qaeda.
Exactly. We better grab a hold of our constitutions and hold on tight because they're taking another hit on us. That's what I believe.
And you know what, Randy? Look out, too, because I predicted that the next terrorist attack, I didn't predict necessarily it was going to be here, but the next one was going to be some sort of vehicle-based attack. It's going to give them reason to shut down the roads and shut down streets and put in police checkpoints.
Yep.
You heard it here first.
It's time for the paper, for chickens and
papers. Show me your papers.
Thank you, Randy. We appreciate the call, man.
Have a good day.
You too. 800-259-9231. Talk to JP in New Hampshire. JP, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Excellent,
hey,
sir.
JP.
I'm doing pretty good. It's something else. I'm getting pretty sick and tired of hearing about more people dying all over the globe.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of frightening. I think I have the solution.
How's that?
Stop supporting the U.S. government. Stop voting. Stop participating in U.S. elections. Stop giving them a reason to say, well, we have a U.S. mandate. Start firing these people. Stop paying your taxes. Stop,
I agree with that.
Stop paying your taxes. Stop complying with regulations, licensure regulations, and all the regulations that they have. And it needs to happen massively, and it needs to happen now.
I agree completely. Actually, recently, after the new London decision, Free Talk Live got on the air, and I advocated that business owners around the country stop withholding your employees' taxes. Just stop it. Get together and just... get together with five others at the same time if it makes you feel better, because that's the real issue, JP, with what you just said, is everyone is so afraid of our government. They're so afraid that they're going to be the ones that are targeted for not paying their taxes. They're going to be the ones that the government comes and throws in a jail cell. I mean, how would you address that fear?
Well, frankly, the way I address it is that it's just that, a fear. I mean, you can't go around living your life. You live once, and then you're dead. I mean, you can't go around living your life in fear. Our lives are made to be lived in freedom. And if we're not going to just stand up and live our lives with courage and conviction, then what are we? We're cowards.
Thank you.
And anyone who buys into the fear that our government is giving them are cowards, and they should go move to Canada with the rest of them.
Oh, my God. What did the poor Canadians do to you?
They should just move together. Let the cowards move together. And
why does it have to be Canada? Can't the cowards move to Mexico? What about, I don't know, someplace bad?
Cuba. How about Cuba?
Cuba's pretty nice. If we could just get the damn communists out of there, Cuba's a nice place.
I agree completely, JP, with your strategy there, and I will endorse it. But stop.
Except for the Canada part.
Stop paying your taxes. Stop it. Stop paying your sales taxes. All you people out there, and I know you don't. It doesn't apply in New Hampshire. And JP, thanks for the call, by the way.
Absolutely.
I know it doesn't apply in New Hampshire. You don't have to pay sales tax there, but everywhere else where there's sales tax and income tax, stop. Business owners, stop. Sending, stop collecting. Take it off your registers. Just start collecting, sale tag value. More coming back. We got your calls rolling in. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Let's face it. We know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231.
And we're back!
Yes, we are. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
All right, we got calls rolling in like crazy. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. Man, with the news today, I don't know if we're going to get to it, but I have just an amazing story about airport security, which you know they're just going to crack down more on now.
Yep.
Of course, moron is the operative word when it comes to airport security, and we'll hopefully get to that at some point.
Yep, somebody's going to lose their virginity at airport security here shortly.
1-800-259-9231, talking about the attacks in London, talking about how we feel terrible for the families involved, for the people who have lost their lives, for the over 700 who were injured in these explosions. Nobody deserves what happened today. It's wrong, but unfortunately, what is what needs to be acknowledged is that our governments, the United States and the British government, are the responsible parties. Regardless of who set the bombs, the governments are responsible because they're the ones that are over in the other countries killing people and messing with the politics there and just generally getting involved in things they shouldn't be. And it's inevitable that this kind of stuff's going to happen. As long as this war on terrorism still going on in this country, the terrorism will continue to go on. You don't believe me? Just look on the look at the war on drugs. We got the war on drugs been going on for decades in this nation. And there's still drug use. There's more drug use than there always and than there ever has been. There's harder drugs than there ever have been. The war on drugs doesn't do anything to stop drug use. No. They can't even keep them out of their own prisons. They're so pathetic. And the war on poverty hasn't ended poverty either. So what do you think the war on terror is going to do? It's obviously going to increase it.
The war on poverty has entrenched people in poverty, too.
In fact, the numbers bear it out. The numbers bear out what I'm saying. The actual terrorist attacks in the Middle East have increased since we started, officially at least, our war in Iraq. They've increased. What more do you need to say? Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Al in Texas. Al, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to comment. Yesterday, we were talking a little bit about inflation, and a caller yesterday stated that the monetary system in the United States is the basis of all the evil that's going on here in the country. And I really thought that was a great statement. And
yes.
People don't realize that if we had a monetary system that was actually linked to like gold or silver, or was actually gauged to productivity gains in this country, what we would have then, we would have a limited amount of money to do these kind of crazy things that the government seems to always be coming up with.
Yeah, you're
right. Or not
do
them.
Yeah, unfortunately what happens is the government comes up with this machination of creating money out of thin air and just continues on this confidence game of creating money.
And that's how it funds all these wars that we get into.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's funding all the crazy business that the government thinks that it has to get itself into. If we actually had...
The food pyramid.
Right. As Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution says, gold and silver are money. I mean, that's what Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution said. The Founding Fathers knew this. The Founding Fathers were historians.
Yep.
You know, a constitutional republic that they put forth for freedom is exactly what we needed. And they knew that if the government, which basically government is inherently evil, and that's why it needs to be controlled by
and
the people.
The Founding Fathers knew that, and the people who created the Federal Reserve System knew that if they created this system, they would be the beneficiaries of all
the power. I mean, it's the ultimate power. I mean, if you have the power of the printing press, you have the ultimate power. And unfortunately, what people don't realize is the government is stealing from them. You know, you have
they are through inflation.
Yeah, absolutely. You have one universe, and in that universe you have tangible goods, which are basically gold, silver, houses, things like that, and then you have money. You have paper. And what happens, basically, is they print so much paper, eventually the paper just overwhelms the tangible side of the world. And there's a law. It's called Gresham's Law.
Mm-hmm.
And Gresham's Law states that bad money pushes good money out of circulation.
That's true, because everybody wants to spend the bad money. They want to hoard the good money. It's amazing. The good news, though, Al, is that it's not illegal at all. You will not be put in jail for using something like the Liberty Dollar.
Yes.
So really, we could, if we could spread the word about it, we could really just strangle the government to death. I was talking about my Walmart fantasy last night, where Walmart in my fantasy land starts accepting Liberty Dollars at a national level at every single store, and then they go and open their banks and they accept Liberty Dollars, and there's two prices on the shelves, Liberty Dollar and an FRN price, and then Walmart starts pushing their vendors.
Later, though, right?
Like
the two separate prices.
Probably. And this could all happen within a year, though.
Yeah.
And then they could start pushing their vendors to buy their, to accept Liberty Dollars as payment. Walmart, really, if they started dealing with Liberty Dollars, could strangle the federal government.
Yeah.
Well, another thing, I mean, look, people on their own could go out and look, and I mean, they ought to do this themselves to protect themselves. Because I'll tell you what, There, look, the con game can only go on for so long. The confidence game, let me tell you something. The government has printed up so much money that the interest that's required on all this debt is so much that they have got to continue printing and printing and printing.
Just to pay the interest payments. You're right,
Al.
Your
money's going to evaporate. Your money's going to evaporate.
It sounds complex, but it's so
simple.
It really is. Al, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. Your call's still rolling in. We'll go to them. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. I mean, really, take some time and look in. The money you got in your wallet ain't worth scrap. It's only worth something because everyone thinks it's worth something. And at some point, this house of cards is going to fall.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves toll-free and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Although one thing seems to be on people's minds tonight, and that is, of course, the bombing in London earlier this morning. Over 700 people injured, over 37 people killed. And our hearts go out to those people who were involved, the victims. And everybody else. Our hearts go out to the people in London, the people in England, who are now going to be terrorized by their government.
Yep.
They're going to be increased.
We're going to get it too. Don't think it's just them.
Oh yes. We're all going to get it. The security is going to be increased in this nation and in the other one as well across the pond. And it's going to do nothing. It's all pretense. It's all for show. It's all symbolism. And we're still waiting to hear from somebody who wants to defend the government security. If there's anybody out there that thinks more security is a good idea at the cost of your liberties, we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we'll continue here. Let's go to Jeff in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for your patience. What's up?
Okay, I just wanted to change the subject momentarily.
All right.
Talk about the CAFTA, Central American Free Trade Agreement.
What about it?
It's going to be coming up for a vote in the House, I believe, next week.
Okay.
This month.
So what?
Okay, this is what's not being talked about it.
Tell me about it.
Okay, I'll read this part here. It says, there is a clause in CAFTA that subjects the U.S. to codex.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I thought we were already subjected to Codex.
No, no, we're not. Codex is a set of rules called Codex Alimentarius. It's a set of rules for Europe in regards to how much, for instance, how much vitamin C can be sold to any one person at any given time. They're very strictly regulating the amounts of vitamins and that sort of thing and natural remedy kind of products. And people in this country have been concerned that this codex is going to come over here. And you're claiming that there is actually something in this CAFTA legislation that will authorize this.
Yeah, that will bring it in, according to what.
Well, anytime, here's a clue. Anytime the government has a several hundred-page document that purports to be free trade, it's not. Because free trade is just free. You just deal with people, you call up your friends in China, and you trade with them. That's free trade. You don't need rules and regulations. You don't need laws in order to have free trade. So you should always be against things like CAFTA and NAFTA and whatever they call the other things. Anything else on your mind, Jeff?
No, that's it.
We appreciate you bringing that to our attention. Of course, as you can probably guess, the Republicans and Democrats will pass it, and then we'll have the FDA rating health food stores. Sounds like fun, huh? 800-259-9231. You don't think it happens? It already does. Can you imagine that? Your local little corner health food store, one early morning just after they open up at 8 o'clock, the jackbooted thugs kick in the front door because they're selling the incorrect dosage of vitamin C.
This is 1,000 international units of vitamin C. You can't have this.
There are already products that are that the FDA has a problem with that they will come and raid you for. And now it's just going to happen more often, if this happens, as Jeff claims it will. We got calls holding. Hour number two is on the way. Plenty of time for all of you. Hang on through the news. Be patient. 800-259-9231. Everybody wants to respond to the London bombing situation. But anything goes, as always, here on Free Talk Live. So take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. More Free Talk Live on the way.
Are you up?